interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I hate the morning. The only good thing that I like about the morning, if I'm even up, is a sunrise.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
O'clock in the morning. Monday Morning Madness is back for another episode. It's a very special episode this morning because we have a guest in the studio, and it's not somebody that I have to train, so we can have a whole fun day. We don't have to have any dead air while I'm trying to train our new WMFO DJs, so it's a pretty good day. Kat, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Kat, and I am a friend.
Yes, she is, and she's also a friend who's up at 7 o'clock in the morning, so we'll take anything we can get here on Monday Morning Madness.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah, any friend who volunteers is gonna come in and join us. I don't care how much I actually like you, but I like having people on the air. But it's great because also takes a lot of...
Way to slam dunk me, like, into the ground.
Yeah, we don't actually need you here. No, I just like having people in the air because then I don't have to choose the songs. Because then I can make all that, you know, your problem, which is really nice.
Awesome.
So, it's a nice day outside-ish. It's not too cold, not too hot. At least it's not raining. I heard it's going to be, like, rainy Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, which sucks.
That's pretty unfortunate.
Yeah. But it's really nice right now, and I think it's going to be pretty nice for the rest of the day, though, to tell you the truth. I haven't checked the weather. But that being said, this is still WMFO in Medford, Tufts University's Freeform Radio. I'm still Adam Kirchville, your host, as always. And we'll start off like we always do with the best damn music you're going to hear this time in the morning. It's old David Bowie, of course. Here at 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts University's best radio station. Am I right, Kat?
Oh, so right.
This song has a longer instrumental intro than I remember. Anyway, here he comes. Monday Morning Madness, let's get started, folks. Woo!
We pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. He frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed the woman there. She took his ring. Took his babies. It took him minutes. Took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken anything. Was a young American.
Young American, young American. She was the young American. All night.
But she was the young American. Standing right through the picture window, she finds his slinky back upon. Because as he passes, avoiding my sting. Heaven forbid she could take anything. But the freak and his title for nothing. This is a step and cuts his hand. Showing nothing, it swoops like a song. She cries, where have all Papa's heroes gone?
All night.
She wants a young American.
Young American, young American. She wants the young American. All night.
Well, she wants the young American. All the way from Washington. Her breadwinner begs off the bathroom floor. We live for just these 20 years. Do we have to die for the 50 more?
Survivors, blushing at all the Afro-Sealers. Ain't that I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. I can't sleep cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer.
Talking Heads there with Psycho Killer in the morning. So, Catherine, you picked the Kesha song.
I did.
I hadn't listened to that album. I mean, was that on her album or was it like?
I feel like a bad fan for not having an immediate answer. But
I guess we have to look it up right now.
I know, but I picked that song after you slam dunked me into the ground and needed to have some representation in your man cave right now.
Well, she's only ever released three albums. No, four. Animal, Cannibal, Warrior, and Rainbow.
Yeah.
I thought she had released way more music than that.
Well, hashtag free Kesha.
That's true. So Animal was the classic one. This has like TikTok and Take It Off and Your Love Is My
the
Drug.
The soundtrack and, of yeah, my really late grade. Middle school, early high school.
What is Cannibal? How did she release both these albums in 2010? Okay, Cannibal came out November 19th, 2010.
And it's niche. But
what,
I like
Kesha's
it.
Kesha's music?
Well, no, Cannibal is pretty niche.
Which one's on Cannibal? This place about to blow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And so it's like 303 and and that Kesha album sort of like my experience and who I was as a person, if that says anything.
Yeah, hey, I mean, we all have our quirks, I suppose. Well, she took a 5-year hiatus, though, between Warrior and Rainbow.
Not necessarily a hiatus.
That's true. I guess she was performing on campus Spring Fling 2015.
Yeah, wow, but also not necessarily her choice.
Yeah.
Man,
who knows? Who knows with that? Anyway, I looked at the weather, and the most exciting thing, we were just talking about Halloween. So next Monday is supposed to be a low of 39, which is going to make it a real crappy day to walk to the studio in. But we're talking about Halloween, which is next Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. And I still really don't know what I'm going to be. Yeah, nothing like a cold, rainy, snowy Halloween.
Yeah.
You ever had one of those?
I would say that, so I'm from the desert, and actually during October is when it starts getting pretty frigid. So, yeah, I've had a couple 30-degree
But it Halloween. Doesn't ever snow there.
It snowed a couple times when I was growing up.
It's a dry cold.
Oh, God.
That'll be good, though. Yeah, I'm thinking whether it's, in the time that we've been here, whether there's ever been a, snowy Halloween. I don't think there has.
Mm-mm,
but
no. It's been pretty tame.
I think
sure.
It's always just cold and gross. I don't go out for Halloween anymore. That's not something I ever wanted to.
Wow, what a surprise.
Oh, very, very washed up. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I actually almost considered posting last night on the, sophomore class page and be like, hey, guys, which weekend's Halloween? Because, they would know.
Oh.
And I want to go outside and just watch them because I love people watching on Friday nights, just watching people walk from party to party. And on Halloween, it'll be even better because they'll be all in costume.
Yeah, and you can guess, which thing are you? And how have you made it sexual?
Oh, I'm sexy cat. How creative. I want to be this year just a ghost. Just put a sheet over my head and cut holes in it and call it a day.
In this political climate, though, I think that might be a little
Oh, funny. True. Oh, God, I didn't even think about that. Oh, man. All right. Woo. Well, got to wind down from that one. Kat hasn't listened to the new Bruno Mars album, which came out almost a year ago.
I know.
So sorry.
Shame.
Here's some Bruno Mars for you. Oh, my God.
Above us all the stars are watching. There's no place I'd rather be in this world. Your eyes are where I'm lost in. Underneath the chandelier, we're dancing all alone. There's no reason to hide what we're feeling inside. Oh,
take a beating like a good pair of headphones. I can take a hit like Karate Kid. Open the door.
My parents.
Arcade Fire there, of course, with Neighborhood One in parentheses, Tunnels, close parentheses, from Funeral, which came out, 2004? It's an old album. I didn't even realize how old that was. Oh, my background music. I didn't even turn it on.
Wow. professional.
Yeah, you really call me a real professional DJ. So we're to play a PSA. We're just looking at our fun little PSA list. But I do want to... We haven't talked about Taylor Swift yet, and I feel like that's the elephant in the room.
Yikes.
Something we should discuss. Yeah, I don't really know what to say. I mean, you didn't listen... Did you listen to any of the singles?
No,
You listened to Look What You Made Me Do,
well,
surely.
Well, I was forced into it. my Spotify played it for me, and I literally, like, my jaw dropped open, snapped open, because I was like, how... Is this song so bad? Like,
yeah, it's pretty impressive how she does that.
It was so terrible. And so I'm just like, I don't want any of this. I don't want to listen to any of it. I don't want to see any of it.
Well, I remember in an interview, like probably a year and a half ago, Taylor Swift, they're talking about the new album. And Taylor Swift is like, oh, I want to do something more hip hop inspired for this album. And I was like, Taylor,
girl,
don't do that. Just like stick to country. You know, it was
pop,
better
like,
when you
you're
did.
You're great at it. Like,
yeah.
You're great at it. Don't mess
yeah.
with what you got.
Say, look what you made me do. And then ... Ready for it, which was worse. Ready for it was worse.
No, I can't even imagine.
And this new one, Gorgeous, is just like, it's just like this pop song. She has this weird sound now and all these, it's like pseudo hip hop with, it has like a heavy beat, but it's just Taylor Swift's like little pop voice going over the top.
I'm so sad.
Taylor, if you're listening, don't release
yeah.
any more music.
I'm ready, though, to see, like, what feature she's going to have
oh
on her
God.
Songs.
Yeah.
I'm like, you already got Kendrick Lamar, which in my mind
you
is,
can't
like,
beat that, yeah.
Yeah, but also, like, how did that happen?
That's true,
like,
I guess. I'm curious about that friendship because it seems unlikely.
Yeah, so.
Interesting. Well, I guess we'll see. I don't...
Honestly, my only reaction is, yikes, period, bows, period. Like, terrible.
Yeah, she's... Interesting. Well, now Spotify just took me over to Selena Gomez.
Ooh.
I wonder what she's up to. She's got...
Isn't it true that she has more Instagram followers than Beyonce?
Maybe. I haven't checked. I don't count them.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know why she would, because Beyonce's Instagram is beautiful, and I can't imagine Selena's is, you know, crazy.
Well, I don't know about the fan base, like, where Selena's scope is that Beyonce hasn't reached.
Yeah.
What kind
That's
of
a good
sentence
point. I never
that?
Even thought about that. She's got some heavily listened to songs here. It Ain't Me has 583 million plays on Spotify.
What?
That Gucci Fetish featuring Gucci Mane, 145 million. Bad Liar, 219 million. Like, those songs were good, but they weren't, like, you know, listen to it more than once good.
Makes you wonder.
Is there a conspiracy? Oh, my gosh. We have bots listening to Selena Gomez. Did you hear, speaking of bots, we have to play this PSA at some point, but... I just learned a couple weeks ago about Wolfpack. You like Wolfpack?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
they crowdfunded their most recent tour by releasing an album on Spotify that was 30 minutes of just literally just silence. And they told their fans, just play it on Spotify on repeat while you're sleeping. And Spotify paid Wolfpack out like $200,000 or something because all their fans just played this album on repeat because they have a pay per play like format.
Wow.
So then Spotify sued Wolfpack, or like was angry at Wolfpack, claiming that they violated the terms of service, but Wolfpack had the concert and got to keep the money, but the album isn't there anymore.
That's hilarious.
But I think that's such a good idea. So in case anyone's looking to make any quick money, just get a bunch of friends and have them stream your album while they're sleeping.
Friends, what's that? I don't know.
What is that, friend? All right. So I think today we're going to listen to the Kids on Dad's Fatherhood PSA, because this is a new one that popped up this week, and I don't know what it's going to sound like. They also have a Halloween PSA, which I was really excited about, but it's like PETA and all like,
no.
Don't eat meat on Halloween, that's scary.
Please.
So we're going to not do that one, but instead we're going to do Kids on Dad's. Let's take a listen.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Man, we are a mess in the studio. Listen to that. That was pretty...
That was really intense.
Pretty
and not
emotional.
What I needed on a Monday morning.
Maybe we'll do another one of these. I like, since it's Halloween, I like reading out these, like, you can read some of these PSAs and then you put the soundtrack from Psycho when she gets stabbed in the shower on in the background, and it makes the PSA totally different. Anyway, we're going to listen to one of Catherine's selections called Uno Dos. And it's pretty exciting because it features Jaden Smith.
My boy.
Yeah. I didn't realize he was still around, still making music.
The myth, the legend.
Yeah. They're talking about anime, and Catherine watched anime. I never watched anime.
Well, you just ruined it.
We were Sorry. Gonna have we were going to have
a listener poll.
Yeah.
Based off of
Twitter
our voices.
Which one of us do you think watched anime? I mean, I watched...
No. It was which one of us watched Naruto specifically.
Yeah.
So now you just ruined it.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I did not listen to Naruto or watch Naruto when I was a child.
Everyone knows my shame.
Oh, geez. Yeah, well, I watched like a lot of Phineas and Ferb, so that's pretty embarrassing too. Like a lot. More than the average person. So, you know, we all have our vices. Anyway, here's one of those featuring Jaden Smith. See if he can pull his voice out of the track.
Joker's always lying well, got the balls for him, that's my clientele. Man, I got a secret I would never tell, last one it did, so I'm dying jail. But I'm by the pool, living hella well, got a sign coming and they well aware. Then I'm on the way straight to Delaware. Man, you always win, you should try and fail. Misfits, music they lose, yeah. Talking to you.
there's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the blistering blood.
That's the Killers there. Remember them from back in the day with Get Out of My Mind off their new album,
yeah,
which I still haven't listened to.
New album is
so
great.
Yeah.
Well, I might be biased because they're my hometown boys, so I love them.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I didn't know where they were from. That's fun.
Yeah, so I adore them, and Brendan Flowers lives in my grandmother's neighborhood.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
So I just want to go to my grandma's house frequently because I loved my grandma. That is the moral of the story. But yeah, no, the new album is really good. I was just telling Adam that I ordered the tour t-shirt when the album first came out, forgot about it, and then got that wonderful email of your package has been shipped. And I was like, what package did I order? And then I remembered. So I'm very excited to go get that today.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know.
I'll still never forget about when you lost your 21 Pilots t-shirt.
Okay.
After he stole that from you.
Yeah.
Really phenomenal.
Yeah. We studied abroad, and my host brother also happened to be a 21 Pilots fan. And when I was leaving, my favorite t-shirt happened to not be in my suitcase when I left. So that was a little salty.
Hey, you know, you can't win them all, I guess.
Oh, nice remembering your background.
Sorry, well, I got a little bit distracted because I was looking up theme songs from horror films so that I could read this PSA about covering up your computer camera. I did find one, the theme song from The Shining. Let's see what this sounds like. I don't know what the theme song from The Shining really is. Oh, yeah. Why not cover up your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover up the camera with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio Station.
Wow. That really made me want to cover my camera. I feel thoroughly scared.
The humble opinion of this DJ is that if you cover up your computer camera with a piece of tape, you're a little bit paranoid, because who cares?
True. I'm just like, there's been so many years that I haven't had it covered. Like, whatever they have stored on me, it's
too late already, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, it's just gonna happen. Definitely.
All right, ladies and germs. So this is what I think is gonna happen. It's 7:48 in the morning right now. Got a song lined up that I have to start at 53 and 13 seconds to wrap up exactly at 8 o'clock because I like doing that. So I figured we could play some Pink and White because I haven't played Frank Ocean on the air in a long time.
Which is a travesty.
Yeah, it really is a travesty. Well, you know, it's his fault for not making music that I can play on the air because he only really has two, three songs you can do. So we'll play Pink and White just to take you back to whenever that was, August 20th, 2016 when that album came out.
Ooh.
Best day of my life.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Yeah, and then we'll get wrapping up, and I'll go back to sleep, and Kat's got work to do today.
Yikes.
It sucks. I don't have anything till 10:30, so I'm just hanging out. But anyway, here's Frank in the meantime. And Beyonce featured at the end of the song. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's her voice at the end. Now you know, folks.
That's the way every day goes. Every time we've no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes. Halfway on a slow move, it's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land. So I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive. Won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me. Showed me. You showed me love. Glory from above. Regardless, dear. It's all downhill from here. In the wake of a hurricane, dark skin of a summer shade. Nosedive in the flood lines. Tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the pool
much sad. Older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me, you were sure. If you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool, you'd kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me, showed. You showed me love.
Yeah, the birds coming in there. I forgot that this has a good 10 seconds of bird noises at the end. Classic Frank Ocean. Anyway, yeah, that was Beyonce there on Pink and White. And he, what did he, Kendrick Lamar was on one of those songs on Blonde, Tambien. Wow, why did I just say that? On Blonde also, thinking in different languages. Which one was he on?
I couldn't tell you.
The thing about all of the features on Blonde
is they're mysterious.
Yeah, they're very, except for the one that Andre does on the on Solo, everything else is like very limited. But I am pretty sure that Kendrick is on one of those songs, but like in the background, kind of in the way that Beyonce was.
I love it. Can you imagine like being at that level of and artistic, just, like,
you don't need to, you know, do a big thing there. Beyonce. But yeah, really, really amazing stuff on that album. And it's now 7:53 in the morning. Just about time to wrap up.
Thanks for having me,
yeah,
Adam.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show, Catherine. It's always fun to have some more friends, you know?
I'd love to do it again.
Yeah, come on anytime because it's super lonely here in the morning sometimes. But next week might not be great because it's going to be super cold.
Okay, never know.
Yeah, I'll text you. Look, if you want to just start coming on my show every week, I won't protest, but you got to be ready to wake up early every Monday morning.
Wow,
and
what
then
an
go
invite.
To drunk afterwards.
What an invite.
All right, ladies and germs, here is Green Eyed Lady by Sugarloaf, a classic on Monday Morning Madness because I like the 6:47 version that just keeps going on. No radio versions here on WMFO. But thanks for listening. Have a lovely, lovely week. I will see you in 1 week. On October 30th, the day before Halloween. I'm going to do some real scary PSAs that day. Don't even, it's just going to be an hour of me reading the PSAs with different horror movie soundtracks in the background. So get excited. Anyway, here you go. Have a good week, everybody. Remember to look both ways before crossing the street. Remember to
check your Halloween candy.
Yeah. Yep. Brush your teeth. Usual. All right, I guess we'll stop talking. 91.5 WMFO.
Bye, y'all.
Green-eyed lady, ocean.